ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
I have come to love this song. And I think I still want to sing it. You are Rabbi, the great Rabbi. You are Rabbi, the great Rabbi. Rabboni, Rabboni, Alpha and Omega. You are Rabboni,
Rabboni,
oh Alpha and
Omega.
Oh, you are Rabbi,
you are Rabbi.
Teacher.
My teacher.
Oh,
my teacher.
And we we pray in other tongues. Pray in our spirit. Mitra Baruti Blasi Bruparoneni Asava. Record the fruit of the Chicago Super Donza. Elonantia Paris Veranoja Braparkis Tobarates. Nina Iglaha produce of Rahatis. Thank you. Prepare your heart and your spirit once again. We are not here to receive from man. We are here to meet the Lord of heaven. Oh, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, well, thank you for this great privilege you have granted to us once again. May your name be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word is life, your word is quick, your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit. We are asking, O God, that your word will come with great power.
Amen.
Your word will come with great influence.
Amen.
Our minds will be transformed.
Amen.
Our minds will be renewed.
Amen.
Your word will come to rebuke, to correct, to instruct, and to train in the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are asking you, O God, you will encounter us by the instrumentality of your word in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. We are asking that you will raise us again until we become very much more like Christ in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a seat. It's a blessed moment once again to be here. And we want to thank the Lord for what the Lord did last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you this, that with all humility I say this. I took time to listen to the Bible study of Wednesday and Tuesday. Of course it was recorded. And I tell you the truth. When I was listening to it again, I said, no, Lord, I didn't make any of these statements. It wasn't out of preparation and planning. It was because the Lord wanted to speak to his people. And I tell you, I encourage you, it's not because of any reason, and God is my witness, to get those messages and listen to them. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing. Hearing the word of God. Sometimes you need to hear something over and over for you to catch a glimpse. If we were to continue the study of the end time, as a series, we'll get out of here. I'm telling you, we'll get out of here. But we have to move forward now because we are in study 3. And we've already grouped all of these things into dates. Okay, I think it's in the other book. How it is going to go till we reach the end of the tenure as we await the new Bible study secretary from Batch B. And we know God is going to prepare that brother or sister for us. Some people think it cannot be sister. I think I'm hoping it should be a sister. A worded one. That will daze all other people. Praise the Lord. Today, we want to encourage us. If you observe, I don't shout by saying, 5 p.m. you must be here. Who is not here at 5 p.m.? I don't do that. I don't like to do it. You should know that you should be in this meeting by 5, not by 5:01. So, I want to encourage us to always come early. Sometimes it's good. And all the time, I think it's good. And maybe one of the reasons why I don't say this is because me too, I've been late to some meetings. So, before we instruct me, I want to check that also. So, let's be encouraged to coming early. Honestly, last week was awesome. Study 2 was awesome. All of study 2. The Lord will strengthen us. Today is study 3. And to be honest with you, I think it was deliberate. Or probably that's how the Lord wanted it. We didn't have so much text at the introductory type part. I think we only have it at the other end. So, by the grace of God, I'll be traveling by next week. I won't be around for the Bible study and the preview. And then God has already prepared his vessels that he will use for us next week. And I know it will be powerful. Amen.
Amen.
So it may be you. It may be someone by my side. Hallelujah. Study 3. Jesus Christ, the Lord. Father, let the word open. It's you who can do it. No man can do it. Jesus Christ, the Lord. Who did you receive? One. Who did you receive? Two. Now we are dealing with Jesus Christ, the Lord. Now, Colossians chapter 2. Don't be afraid that I brought this big Bible. It's just to check. So, it comprises of 4 versions. I'd have loved to carry 16 versions here, but you see, the table we are using is small. And so, let's just go on like this. Colossians chapter 2. I want to believe you are prepared also to share revelation with us. Colossians chapter 2. Can you read verse 6? Depends how we read that verse 6. You not rush it. I don't like people rushing Bible. Bible is sweet. Amen.
So then. Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord. Continue to live in him.
What version, man of God?
NIV.
Take it again.
So then. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord.
That's how that one said it. Take it again, sir.
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord.
Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord.
Continue to live in him.
In who?
In him.
Who?
Christ Jesus.
Whom you receive as who?
Lord.
As. I want you to, okay, another version.
King James.
King James, sir.
As he hath therefore received Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Lord.
Aha.
So walk ye.
As you have therefore received Jesus Christ, the Lord, so walk ye in him. Yes, that's all. Another version.
As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to him.
Take it again, man of God.
As you have therefore received Christ.
Please, in our Bible study tomorrow, that's how you'll be saying they should take it again. There's something about Bible reading. They will say, give attendance to reading. You don't see Paul tell like that. Give attendance to reading. Reading, just read. It's also part of it. So tell them to read it like that again. Yes? It's part of the administration. Bible itself can speak for by itself. Yes?
As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord.
I like that one. Even Jesus the Lord. Why is he talking like that? Can somebody help us? Why is the Bible talking like that? Especially the way Amplified talked, say he said it. Yes? Maybe you are seeing what I'm saying. As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord. You're not getting it. Even Jesus the Lord. So, walk, regulate your life in him. Yes? Somebody wants to help us. Rob Brown, thank you, sir. Yes, amen.
Even in this world, as we have seen people answering Jesus.
Please listen to what Rob Brown is saying.
Louder, sir. I've seen people answering Jesus. But not Jesus. Everyone I know we are talking about not just the name,
people are answering Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Okay. Somebody else? Any other person?
It's an emphasis on who Jesus actually is.
An emphasis.
That he is the Lord.
Emphasis on who? I love that. Let's put that somewhere. Emphasis. I love the word emphasis. I'm coming there. Somebody else?
It is a confirmation of the identity of who we are.
Please be gathering these things. So, teachers, note it though, because that's what you are going to teach. It is an identity of who, sir? Who, sir? It's the confirmation of the identity of the one we receive. So, according to, bless you, brother, the Lord bless your wisdom. So, we did not receive Jesus Christ. You're not getting it. Who did we receive? Jesus Christ. No, we didn't just also receive the Lord. Eh? We received who? Jesus Christ, the Lord. That's the person we received though. As he have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord. That's the one you received though. Walk in him with who? So you are going to be walking in Christ Jesus the Lord. Don't just walk in Christ Jesus. Walk in Christ Jesus the Lord. As you have received Christ Jesus as Lord. I love that. How did you receive Christ Jesus? As Lord. So walk in it. Philippians 2. Verse 10 and verse 11. Spirit of life, we are ready into the word.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In heaven and on earth.
Hallelujah.
And under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Can you take it again, man of God?
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
And the verse 10 and 11. That's how you should be telling them to be reading the Bible tomorrow.
That at
the name of Jesus,
every knee should bow.
Every knee should bow.
Of those in heaven. And of those on earth.
Those on earth.
And of those under the earth.
Please, can we come up and establish that there are beings in heaven? There are beings on earth. There are beings where? Under the earth. There is a world under the earth. Under the earth, there's a world there, and these three realms are to bow, because all the realms there, they have knees. They have knees, and it's beyond this. So, yes, speak on, sir.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is. Excuse me. That word Jesus Christ is Lord. Would it be real? Now, if you say that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ was Lord, what will he mean? Pastor John, what will he mean? And today. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ will be Lord. What will that mean? Yes, man of God. What do you say, sir?
Incoming.
The incoming Lord. I love that. The incoming Lord. The future Lord. The future Lord. But that every tongue should confess that Jesus... Excuse me, are you part of the tongue? Are you on earth? You can talk to me. Are you on earth?
Yes.
Now, some of us don't know the meaning of confess. It's not, he is Lord. No, not this one. That word confess. Now, when you are interpreting the Bible, there is the contextual interpretation of the scripture. There is content interpretation. There is a context. There is a content. When you interpret scriptures, it is for understanding of a passage. You can interpret it contextually. But beyond that, you can go by the content. The whole content of what is being discussed in respect to the entire Bible. Number three, revelational interpretation. You interpret based on what the Holy Spirit showed you. So the three ways to interpret. In theology school, you don't interpret based on revelation. It's based on context and content. But in your walk with the Lord, you are permitted to walk in light of scriptures based on revelation. You can teach scriptures based on a comma. And you say that the Lord told you that comma. What is he talking about? Theologians will say you are mad. Because they study by research. Archaeological research, historical research, and all of those research is also needed. But to walk with him is by revelation. Jesus Christ, every tongue should confess, means every tongue should agree. It's not just say and just talk. It's not talk. It's an agreement. It's a coming to agree, which we use our mouth to confess. That's the depth of it. Not just that everybody should just say. For there are many who say he's Lord, but he's never Lord to them. Do you understand? Aha. You read on, sir. That's all. That's 11. Is it verse 12? Is it verse 12? What did verse 12 say?
Therefore, my beloved,
okay,
as thank you have always obeyed.
Wait. Let us go there now. Alright, another version. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. No other version? Okay, sir. You've read that before. Okay. Okay, the message. Message sometimes used to go off shoot sometimes, but let's pick it. Hope you know that you cannot use the Message Bible for a serious study. Hope you know. No, I see some people, what they have is Message Bible. No? Hope you know you can't use Living Bible paraphrase as a study Bible. They wrote it there, paraphrase. Paraphrase means we are giving you a summary. Have you seen Message you just summarized 9 to 11? Uh-huh. You can't use that as a Bible study. You only need Message, Living Bible paraphrase to help you gain an idea. So sometimes some things are lost. Paraphrase. If you study the man who wrote Message Bible, you need to see what he said himself. It's just to help. In fact, he tells you that if you are ever going to pick Message, he said, find a good study Bible. He said that himself to help you. Yes, sir. 10 and 11. You sum it up,
even.
Okay.
Because of that obedience.
Because of that obedience.
Tell him, I am honoring him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings,
in heaven
and on earth, even those long ago, dead and buried,
we bow in worship.
Before this Jesus Christ. And call out in praise. In praise. That he is the master of all. To the glorious honor of God the Father.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was a very beautiful one. Let's move on. Somebody talk to us on that. What can you say about Philippians 2, 10 and 11? Prof. Femi, can you help us?
According to the scripture, it was talking about the supremacy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is more powerful than any other thing on earth, even in heaven. He is the master of all things on earth and under the earth, even in heaven. So he was telling, this passage was telling us the supremacy, how powerful he is, that we are all subjected to him, that we must. Something that we can deliberate on, and maybe we will or we will not. It's a must for all that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that this Jesus Christ.
Okay, Bless you, refer me. God bless your heart. Let's trace that. What did he say? Shall confess, will confess, may confess, should confess. Should confess. What will the word should stand for? Eh? You should do it. Am I supposed to do that? You should. It's a must. It's an order. Should confess. Are you part of the people that should confess? Are you part of the people that should agree? Is he Lord? We will know now if he's Lord. Okay? Introduction. The focus is to reveal to our hearts the Lordship of Christ. So many people received Jesus Christ as Savior without fully submitting to him as Lord. That may be strange in some people's ears. But before I wanted to build on this, God allowed me to confirm it through our great father in the Lord, Kenneth Hagin, of a minister of God who was ministering. He said, I gave my life to Christ. I gave him my life. As it were, I received him. But the day I received him as Lord, he has been preaching. Hagin happened to be in that meeting. The day I received him as Lord, he said, hey, that's when things changed for me. As Lord. That's why we used to say, accept Jesus Christ as what? As your Lord. I love that word personal. It's not collective savior. It's not collective. Collective savior. Jesus died for the sin of the whole world. That's still not very correct. You don't understand. When Jesus said, Jesus Christ died for the sin of the whole world, that's, we are still discussing. But until you say he died for my sins, and then we know you are talking. When Jesus said he died for the sin of the whole world, no. We need to check. Maybe you are seeing it. So many have received Jesus Christ as Savior without fully submitting to him as Lord. Okay, so that we can move on. I think text says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord. Until you have known him and have surrendered to him as Lord, you can't walk correctly in him. Because it's, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus as Lord, therefore what? Walk. Continue in him. If you don't know him as Lord, you can't walk correctly. You can't. Understand that you can't. Oh. You need to bow your heart to the authority of the scriptures so that the revelation of his lordship can be done on you. And if it has been done on you, may it be done on you the more. In the name of Jesus. Now let us study. Discussion note. What is the meaning of Lord? Lord in Greek is kurios. It sounds like curiosity. Kurios. Please, everybody read for me. And it means what?
It means master or owner.
See, I like that owner. Lord, please help us now. Owner. Man of God. Okay, help me substitute owner into Colossians 2:6. Read. Yes? Somebody should read it as owner. That Lord. If Lord means kurios, which
as
means...
therefore, I have received owner.
As therefore, you have received Christ Jesus...
owner.
Okay. Your owner.
So what?
Don't worry, sir. Just let me pray. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, your owner. The owner. Your owner. As owner. Owner of what? We are considering the Lord. You need to understand that when you say Jesus is my Lord, you are simply saying what? Jesus is my owner and master. I want you to see something. In the Hebrew meaning, the Lord. Old Testament was written in Hebrew, New Testament in Greek. In the Hebrew, the Lord means Yahweh or Jehovah. Jehovah is the general name. By the understanding of Hebrew writers, supreme. I, owner. And even when it came to the Greek, it's the same thing. Now the Lord showed me something. God, please show your people also. Genesis chapter 1. Do you know that? How did Genesis chapter 1 started? In the beginning, God. The Lord helped me. He said, do you discover that from Genesis chapter 1, it is and God, and God, and God, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. But when they got to verse 5, of chapter 2. Verse 4, I mean. Verse 4 of chapter 2. How did verse 4 read?
This is the account of the heavens and the earth.
This is the account of the heavens and the earth.
When they were created.
When
the Lord God.
When the Lord God. When the started creation started. God said, God, when they wanted to do the summary of all, they brought his ownership into place. You did not get it. When he had done all that he did, they wanted to report what has happened. They now said, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that their owner. The owner made the earth and the heavens. Do you know what I discovered? From verse 4, you hardly now find, it still appeared, but you hardly now found where God was mentioned and Lord God was not in front. You can go and do that study much more. Verse 5, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God. Seven. And listen. It was not God. Please don't make mistake. I'm bringing something. It wasn't God that formed man. It's the Lord God. Understand? You know it's God. You understand what I'm saying now? It's God. Oh. But the Oshri said to me, he said, it was not God that formed man. It was the Lord God. Sometimes, you want to say, what's that? He said, it's the God. But I'm telling you ownership. God, from chapter 2, verse 4, began to appear as the owner of what he created. They first of all introduce him and say, God did. But when they get to verse 4, say, you see, all these things is the Lord God. And when you read on, I tell you, verse 8, the Lord God. Verse 9, the Lord God. Verse 15, the Lord God. Verse 16, the Lord God. Verse 18, the Lord God. Verse 19, the Lord God. Verse 21, the Lord God. Verse 22, the Lord God. Now, that is not coincidental. That is not just writing. No. Because Satan can come to claim that ownership. I don't want to discuss about the devil today. How terrible that person is. God began to publicly announce his ownership. When he formed man, he now gave the ownership to man. Man became the Lord of this earth. So when the devil came and defeated man again, what did the devil do? He became what again? He's the God of this world. He is not the creator of heaven and earth. But he collected the dominion aspects of this earth from man. He collected it. And imagine, there's something I want you to know that when he collected it, what did God, did you see God shouting on you and say, bring it? Eh? No, God didn't. It was collected legally. There was no need for God to shout. God was now saying, how do we reclaim the owner, the one I gave it to own it, and what he ought to own? We need to reclaim it. That was the journey of Jesus Christ as Lord. Please, I want you to understand that Jesus Christ in heaven is the Word. He wasn't the Lord over the earth. Please, wait, just don't rush yet. Don't rush yet. He was not the Lord over the earth. Man was the Lord over the earth. Understand that God is supreme. God took down authority of the earth that he had. He gave it, that's what I'm saying. He gave it to man, that's what I'm saying. He gave it to man. Man was to subdue everything. Of course, he wasn't supposed to subdue the fellow man. But he was to subdue and rule. We saw man naming animals and God did not question it. You shall be called, you shall be called, you shall be God. God created, he named it. God created, he named it, and God didn't argue. God simply said, whatever he calls it, that's what we are calling it. So he had dominion. He had ability. He walked in the glory of God. Everything on earth feared Adam and Eve. Until Satan came to collect. Since that time, Jesus must be made Lord. Here. For him to defeat the devil, he must be made Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are not getting it.
Yes,
you are getting it.
Yes,
he must be made Lord. Here in this realm of man, Satan is the one ruling. But for Jesus Christ, Jesus did not just come from heaven. Bam, I'm the Lord. No. He didn't just do that. When he came, potentially, he is the creator. But this place here now, something has happened to it. Somebody was asking me the other day, he said, how can devil take Jesus to the top of the temple? Because the Bible says, and he took him. And Satan took him, you know, one Bible. You came to our land. And he took him. And Jesus followed, though. Come and stand here. Yeah, jump. For you to take this thing back, we must test you. He must be made Lord. Now, he didn't just become Lord. There was a process that made him Lord. Until he became Lord, certain things could not be. Potentially, he's the creator. But he gave man the ability. Man lost it to the devil. Jesus must come to reclaim it. Amen. Still looking somehow. Alright. It means master or owner. And if you say that he is Lord, then he is your master. Now, God was proved. Do you know when I searched the concordance, how many places they mention Lord in the Bible? It was so many. So many. Lord God, Lord, Lord, Lord God, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, Lord, Lord. To tell you that our daddy in heaven is serious about ownership. Will you laugh if you build this house? You just came to know that they put for sale on it. And you just can say, yeah, they have sold my house. And you just go. Is that how you do? Eh? Is that how you do? Imagine that God created this earth and somebody is now dominating it. Somebody is now ruling it. Listen to this. The Lord showed me this. And I know you have showed some of you. The earth is the Lord's. And the what? Fullness thereof. So, the earth has its fullness. The earth has its own glory. Hope you know. Hope you know. The earth contains its own glory. But can I tell you, who is using the glory of this earth now? Because on that mount, the Bible says, he showed him the kingdoms, the glory. Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4. He showed him the glory. Quickly look at it. I'm establishing something. But I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to establish it with you. Matthew chapter 4. Are you there? Verse 8.
Again,
yes.
The devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
And what?
And their splendor.
Oh yeah, another version.
Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
And what? And their glory. Another version. Is that all?
Again, the devil took him up on a
very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Another version.
Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory, the splendor, magnificence, preeminence, and excellence of
God. Please read that place again. Loud your voice, please.
Again, the devil took him up.
When we are talking about glory, who put glory? Who owns glory? So when he created the earth, he lays, what did he release there? Glory? Splendor. But who is now showing Jesus the glory? Read it. One of God, it's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain.
Very high.
And showed him all the kingdoms of
So you see, don't just claim that going to the high mountain is always for spiritual reasons. Devil also knows how to go to some high mountains. Remember, I've gone to high mountains to contact devils. You don't know? Don't let me go there. They went to mountain to contact devils. See, to receive glory, you must gain height. Whether from the kingdom of darkness, or from there is an height compared to sight. To see some things, you must increase your height. It's the truth, though. Can't you see it down here? No, buildings you're obstructing. And this is even spiritual. He took him high. And did the Bible say very high? What's exceeding? Imagine that if you ever ask Jesus Christ as they are climbing on it, Master, where are you going? Say, I'm following the devil. God. To do what? He wants to test me on an issue. And that's the potential creator. And he was following. So when they got there, they say, okay. Are you reading Bible? Read it, ma'am.
And the glory.
Read it again, verse 8.
Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him.
Now, my emphasis is and what? And showed. And what? And showed. And what? And showed. Devil can also show something. So, not every dream is from God. Devil can show you a wrong purpose that has glory in it. You don't understand what I'm saying? You will dream that you and see something. Say, that's my future. I saw my future. You need to ask somebody, who is Holy Spirit? Was it you? It's not because that thing is beautiful, that's what God wants me to do. He can divert you. He can put glory in a dream. Oh. And he's also saying, that's what God wants me to do. Tell Lauren. I build house. I saw myself pressing machine. Before I noticed it, I started from Iru and Buba, and now jumped to gown. I just chose to see gown. So I noticed that I was sewing suit. The funniest thing was that the dream repeated itself the second day. After the second day, before I noticed it, I saw Buhari. Buhari was coming to sew his agbada. Before I noticed it, I saw Pastor W.F. Kumi. I said, I even Pastor come to sew for me. When I woke up like this, it was the Lord. I knew that was my future. No. There's a gift called discerning of spirit. You don't just wake up and say, that's my future. Hey, glory. No, you need to ask. He showed him glory, sir. Who showed him?
The Who showed him? Glory. Hey, he was showing who? Read on.
Showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory.
And the glory. Slow down. Increase your voice and slow down. Yes?
The splendor.
The splendor.
Magnificent.
Who used to say as splendor? Splendor, yes.
Magnificent.
Who is magnificent God? So what did God deposit on earth? His magnificence. He didn't just drop it on Adam, but he dropped it on the earth also. Yes.
Preeminent.
Who is the preeminent God?
God.
He dropped his nature on the earth. On the earth. Yes.
An excellence of them.
Excellence. And read the next verse for me, my mommy.
And he said to him.
Who said to him?
The devil.
Said to who?
John.
Yes.
These things all taken together.
Eh?
I will give you if you
will. I will what? Whatever I will give you. Prophet me. What did you say, Pastor? Eh? As though okay. I will give you. Okay, no, now. Okay, great. Now, you don't give what you don't have. Bless you. You don't give that. He said, I will give you. What did you say, sir? I think it's King James. It was delivered. So you see the word, bless you, man of God. It was what? She gave me no money, not tele. She gave me no money. It was delivered to me. I don't have, I'm the owner. You see, Satan is not Lord. He's a thief. But his own lordship is pseudo. False. It's a false lordship. Yes, ma'am.
I will give
what?
If you prostrate before me.
Hey! Is that what Amplified said? If you what? Excuse me, if you what? If you what? Thank you, Lisa. There's a light there. If you prostrate. But great, save laugh. Go for that. If you prostrate who? Do you know that the matter with which they sent him away from heaven is still in his heart? Worship, lordship. Do you know till I'm talking to you now? The matter in the heart of the devil is still lordship. It's not you. Do you know the reason why he tempts you with sin? Lordship over your soul. It's nothing. Don't think that devil is a lordship over your soul. He wants to lord over the creator and the creation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please, once we enter these scriptures, please prepare for discussion. Woman of God, can you read that place again?
From
that place.
And do homage and worship.
And worship who?
Him.
Me. Excuse me. Another version, please. Verse, what are we reading?
Nine.
Another version. Do you have another version that fits in a different way? Man of God, gently, sir. Yes?
Just go down on
your... Man of God, can you start from verse 9?
Then he said.
No, verse 8. Verse 8, sir.
For the third test, the devil took him on the peak of a huge mountain. It gets stored expansively.
Read on, sir. Yeah! Did you hear that? Bentong Beraga. Read on, sir.
Pointing out all the heads' kingdom, how glorious they all were. Then he said, they are yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship them.
See, when a song is telling you, go down low, it's an inspiration from the devil. I'm telling you. Say, first of all, that's the inspiration. I'm telling you. That, you know, it's funny, but it's funny. That's the inspiration. Say it louder. You see, before you, some of you, sometimes you see, if you are not in the spirit, you hear songs, you can't decipher. In the realm of the spirit. Do you know songs releases demonic spirit? Demonic activities. And the apostle said, he said, first of all, he didn't say seek first the kingdom. He said, go down low. That's the first of all. Don't even discuss anything. First of all, just go down low first. Just go low. Prostrate. And you see, an unbeliever is crazy about the old song. It's his driving force. You do know that's the language of their fallen father, the devil. He was simply telling Jesus, it will be yours. But first of all, just go down low. Go low first. Imagine you are standing like this. Somebody said prostrate. That means bow. Reduce. That's the meaning of go down low. That's the meaning of prostrate. Reduce. Reduce before me. Subject. Excuse me. When he said, all this and the glory I will give you, Jesus said, so shut up. I am the owner. Did you hear Jesus say that?
No,
read it for us. Next verse.
Jesus refused and was called.
Yes.
Beat Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He bowed his rebuke.
Yes.
With the third quotation from Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Worship the Lord your God.
What the devil quickly dealt with is the issue of worship. Is it the issue of ownership? Claiming no. He quickly said no. It's the Lord that should be worshipped. The issue of the glory issue. I'm coming back to deal with you on that. That's not the issue. But for this time, we can't worship. Leave it alone. Excuse me. I want you to see from there that the issue of lordship. Jesus Christ had to come to be Lord. Acts chapter 2 verse 36. Wow. Acts 2:36. Please note what we are saying. Note the scriptures we are reading, including the one that is not in this outline that we have just read now.
Therefore,
everybody, are you in Acts 2:36? Jesus, open our eyes to this truth. Acts 2:36. Yes.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel
know assuredly
that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
You see that when they say made, it means it was not automatically that thing. You are not following. When he say he had made, that means when you make something, it means that thing was brought to existence. You made. It wasn't originally that. You know, it's as if he was even saying, this same Jesus Christ, understand that he has made, he's made both Lord and Christ. Can I have another version? Read it.
Therefore, let the whole house of Israel recognize beyond all doubt and acknowledge assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ the Messiah.
But Lord,
Jesus whom you crucified.
This Jesus whom you crucified. So, we have been able to establish that. Now, let's go to... Thank you, Father. The issue of Lord comes with kingdom. The issue of Lord comes with kingdom. So we are going to be looking at the word that kingdom aspect in the second aspect. His lordship. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No. Let's go ahead.
I just saw something in the explanation of the temptation. We can also check it in our spirit. Now, actually, it's not as if the devil physically took Jesus. Now, you would notice he took him to different places. Wilderness was where Jesus went to be tempted, right?
Yeah.
There are no temples in the wilderness, are there? Mm. Now,
I think probability
foul, is
manager.
There that we have mountains. Now, the understanding I got when I was studying him was, he took him in his heart. And, you know, while you were explaining, this is what just dropped to my heart. That the contention for the lordship is in the heart. Is in the heart. Like, now, when you, Bible says he took him to the, what? To the temple. He told him to stand on the pinnacle. Normally, a man cannot be allowed to climb the temple. as it were. I don't know. I know some of us who must have seen the way they view the temple. A man normally cannot be allowed. They won't watch a man physically. But when I was studying that place, you know, that day, the temple is a busy place. People come in to worship. So the picture Jesus had in his heart, the way the devil painted it was Jesus standing on the pinnacle. Praise God. You know, people are there. People are there looking at him. Now, you know, the heart of Jesus was to save. And the people wanted signs. So if Jesus had jumped down and they are there and they saw him, you know, it's like a drama. Like, wow. So he jumped down and he didn't die. And possibly angels came physically. It was the first way of taking glory. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Now, back to that second place too. It was not as if he literally took him. Even though he owns the hell, he does not have the right to take Jesus as it were, as it were, by the hand and take him on the wall. But he took him in his heart. And you know, there's a question there. If the devil can take Jesus in his heart and show him all those things in his heart, even though he was a living animal, that means he can also, if you are not careful, take anyone at any time in the heart.
Praise the Lord. Now, man of God, you have raised a powerful issue. Praise the Lord. It's a big one. And see, bless your heart, sir. If I want to discuss that alongside, we'll spend time. Should we discuss it? Eh?
Let's
touch it back. Now, please, if the Bible were to be written in full context, there are so many informations in scriptures that were removed. Because this is how we'll be carrying Bible on our heads. Everybody, when they are going to church in the morning, just say, "Daddy, everyone worship us." That's how, because that was what John said. I suppose that all the, if the, there are some miracles that were not recorded, there were some things that were not, he did so many things. But in that context, I want you to understand that our brother is right. Matthew chapter 4. Now, the synoptic gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke. John is not part of it. The reason why you have three of them is that what is not clear in Matthew, Luke can say, or Mark can talk about. Because understand that they wrote by inspiration, but they had to look for information. You don't understand. They wrote by inspiration, but they had to gather information because they were recording actual things. You need to understand the context of the Gospels and cite its verity. Now, if you check, it's a study. Praise the Lord. Man of God, amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me just touch one or two things. Open to Luke chapter 4, the same account. Are you there? Okay, let me read from King James, ba. Sorry, my auntie. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, are we all there? Are we all there? Returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For this is delivered unto me." That's the scripture that my brother was talking about. "And to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And he brought him to Jerusalem. Did you see they left the wilderness? He brought him to where?
Jerusalem.
Brought him to Jerusalem. I want you to, now, whenever you read Matthew, Luke was a physician. And among all researches, Luke was more
detail.
In fact, Luke chapter 1, verse 1. Can you read verse 1? Now, please, let me just read it. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Now, what was he talking about? All the details of what just... How many people did they say wrote it? The details about the life of Christ. How many people wrote it? Eh? Many. I want you to understand that there are scriptures, there are other gospels that were not accepted by church fathers. That people wrote. Many people were eyewitnesses, just wrote. They wrote so many things. We have gospel according to Thomas. Yes, there's a gospel according to Thomas. And there are 8 of them. I've forgotten the other names. That church fathers had to sit down. What you have is called canon Bible. This is canon Bible. I saw a writing today by some of our church fathers, Papyrus, the disciples of John the Beloved, after, and so many other people like that, who wrote. But church fathers had to sit down to check. So whenever you are a student of the Bible and you are studying, when you read Mark, you know, I came to a point when I was studying, I discovered that Matthew will say that in the tomb they saw one angel. Mark will say it was 2 angels. Mm-hmm. I remember I've read it like that. The first time I saw that, I said, hey, Bible does not agree. I said, Bible is contradictory. Hey! I said, how can he say, this one said, and he saw an angel. Look, say it was 2. There was another instance, they say, a woman poured oil, and they just slight 1, 2. Basically, he listened to numbers. And I said, Bible is not, hey, if this is the word of God. And the Lord said, it is the gospel according to. I inspired him. But he had to gather information. I'm showing you, I'm trying to let you know, see this book, it didn't fall from heaven. And I'm glad it didn't fall from heaven. It was written by men who were finding informations. And you see, in their findings, I want you to understand that when the women came back from the tomb, they were mesmerized. Maybe one of them said, man, we just saw an angel. Some say, no, they were 2. Look, how to pick the one he had. Matthew picked the one he had. In my research and findings, I discovered that those who were copying the Bible, because this Bible was not, this was not what they used. There was a particular material I've forgotten that they used to preserve the Bible. Copying and copying and copying and copying and copying and copying and copying. Somebody may copy 2 and copy 1. But I want you to know that there is difference between mistake and error in the Bible. Bible does not have any error.
No.
There could be mistakes. You are just hearing that, but we saw 2 angels. We saw 1 angel. What is the truth? An angel was seen. Angel was seen. The first angel said he is risen. The other one said he's not risen. Is that what is in the Bible? No. Whether it is 2 or 1, they say this Jesus whom you seek is not here. So whether it's as 5, who even know, maybe it was 10 angels, but it was 2 they saw. Amen. Now, one thing I want us to quickly see from Luke chapter 4 is that whenever I have any question in the New Testament about synoptic gospel, I go to Luke. Luke says he brought him to Jerusalem. It means they left. Now, how did Jesus Christ climb? If they came to Jerusalem, then they came to that temple. How Jesus Christ now climb the temple to the top? I don't know. I won't say I know. But it was clear that he brought him. And see, they did not expect any of us who was reading this to think that it was in his heart. No. It was a record. See, I want you to understand, when you are reading Book of Revelation, when you are reading certain books that are records, praise Jesus. You don't understand what I'm saying. When you read a record, you are not expected to think outside it as a record. You are not understanding. That does not say Holy Ghost cannot show you revelation. You are not following. By revelation, all these things were happening in his heart. If they were heart issues now, let me give you one of the reasons why that is correct. Heart issues. Now, he took him to a high mountain. Can you from a mountain Jerusalem see all the kingdoms of the world?
Impossible.
Understand? It was spiritual also. You don't get it. You didn't get it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you stand on Mount Everest, which is like the highest, and see all the world? So it means what he showed him was also spiritual. Do you understand? But it does not deny that they were physical facts. Praise God. Do we settle that in a little bit? Now, his lordship over your life. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You read for us, you contribute, anybody. Now, if you are proving to be very humble, I will call you. 1 Corinthians 6:20, read for us. Who is reading for us?
For you are bought at a price.
God bless you, my brother. You contribute.
Therefore, glorify God in
man of God, don't rush. Bible is sweeter than Panadium. Don't rush.
Not Panadium.
Thank you, sir. It's sweeter than Panadium.
For first you Corinthians. Were bought at a price.
How much? Eh?
At a price.
For you were bought, at this one price. Say at a price. Okay.
Therefore,
so you are though you are saying priceless, but it has a price, so. Yes.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Another version. You will contribute, Brother Emmanuel. Another version. 1 Corinthians 6:20. His lordship over your life.
We're bought with a price, purchased with the preciousness and paid for.
Paid
for. Made his own.
What is the meaning of Lord? Ownership. Made. Yes, sir.
So then, honor God and bring glory to him in your body.
Man of God.
Praise God.
Louder, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I would like to say this. When we talk about the issue of Lord, I'm very sorry to use this. But the best way to explain it is slave. You know, when you look at slaves, they serve their Lord, their masters. Now, when I look at the way you acquire a slave, say that maybe you're a soldier, you went to a war, during the war, you have a slave, or you are so rich and can buy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This scripture says we are bought with a price. And we all know that before we became Christian, Christ had to die for us. So that is the price paid to make us become Christian. To make us to become what we are professing. Therefore, since we are bought with a price, we have to serve the one that has paid for us.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, brother Emmanuel. Whether you go by conquering by force, or you are so rich as part of buy. Jesus did the two.
He conquered and also buy.
Jesus did the two. Somebody, man of God. What can you tell us, sir?
Please go.
Hallelujah.
And said you're born to the bride. Now, what I want to say about this is, when you look at buying with a price, you said we should walk in him. Now, if you have been bought by a master or owner, you have no obligation, no other thing than to walk in the instructions given to you by that master. Now, Paul was speaking in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. He said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Now, we're trying to say that because Christ has already paid for you. So you don't have any other choice than to walk in the vocation where you were called for. So as Christians, that's our duty, to walk in him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Sorry, you want to say something? I caught you. Sorry, sir. Are you true, sir? Somebody else? Yes, bro. Steven.
Praise God. Hello. I this picture. The Lord used my phone as an example, an illustration for me. So he took me back to the time I bought this phone. I bought this phone, I actually gave the seller the amount that he was selling the phone. Then I collected the phone from him. So he now said to me that we were bought with a price. So he determines what he do with our lives.
Did you hear that?
So now,
teachers, write that one down.
Phone
brother,
to
please,
me.
Can you please help say that place again?
It determines what he will do.
Please say it again, sir.
It determines what he will do with our
the phone lives. Determines. Don't press music. Yeah. No, you go for sure, check contact first. Is this the phone that determines that?
So I decide when I recharge this phone. I decide when I use it to send text message. I decide when I use him to call. And he said to me, I brought this phone here out of
If I wanted to drop it inside, I would have dropped it inside. Because I wanted the phone to be here, I brought it outside here. So the Lord is actually the controller, the owner, everything about our life. So we are to follow Him all the way. Praise God.
Let's just think on that. It's not funny. Did you hear what God's servant said? If I choose, I can leave it inside. I can choose not to pick it. Imagine I now go back inside the phone and I say, what's the meaning of that? I was ringing, you couldn't pick me. Will I use that phone?
No.
A phone that wants to control me, will it still be my custody? You know what he said? I determine when I even charge it. Now, what is making me to charge it is the need he's providing for me that I'm using you because people need to contact me. If I see a better phone, I drop you. I can drop you. When you see a man doing keje on a phone, there is no better one yet. When the phone is messing up, suddenly you are pressing, it just give a light. Light just went off here. You were trying to press message. You were pressing A. A was becoming S. You are now doing like this. What do you start saying to that phone? Some people who are not even trained in their speech will say stupid phone. This foolish phone. This nonsense phone. You begin to get a name when you are out of your submission. You begin to get strange names. This stupid phone. Anybody that comes to you to greet you, what do you quickly say? Oba Alpha, how much did they sell this new Nokia? If that phone has yes, what is he hearing? We will soon replace you. You know, it's funny. I bought a book from the market. But Brown, you are still going to talk. I brought a book from the market. Mean that I bought it now. I just tore it. I bought a new book. I just tore it. The seller now said, oh, where did you tear the book? Excuse me. I paid you. I've just paid you now. I determine what I do with what I have bought. It's no more your custody. It's my own. Oh Lord, I want to be a banker. Is that correct? Who determines what you become? The owner. Bro Brown first. Bro Brown. Me.
In the aspect of the phone, at least you know how much you bought the phone, and you are still determining what happens. But you know, you don't even know.
All right.
You don't even know. It's so costly that you don't even know. So who gave you the mind to determine what happened?
Did you hear what God's servant said? Who gave you the right? You know, the Lord was helping me to understand one at a time. I want to go somewhere. So, who gave you the leg? You want to go somewhere? The leg now, who gave you? It's as if my property. Who told you that's how I want to use the leg? Okay, if we take the leg, let's see how you go. Because God can take the leg. No, he has the ability to do that. Okay, when you take it, what do you do? You will be forced to sit down. I remember the story of a man, a young boy. There was a prophecy over his life that he was going to be a minister. God said, hey, Mike, no, I'm not going to be a minister. A minister, no. One day he was playing football. Small fall, you know. And the hand began to rotten. I'm serious. Just small wound. They had to amputate the handle. He now had to accept the ministry. So be make him your Lord, Jeje. You know this man of God said he can buy it if he's rich. He can also forcefully take the thing if he has the power. Understand this Lord. This is Lordship. Sometimes we need to teach it like this, whereas that's not even the way we should teach it. It's our stubbornness that's making us to teach it this way. Because from the onset, who did you receive? Jesus Christ the Lord. Please, can we open to 1 Corinthians 7:23? Anybody that opens it and reads it, contribute. 1 Corinthians 7:23. Now it's the same thing, so read it.
You are bought at a price.
You are bought
at a price.
At a price.
Do not become slave of men.
You see, this is another thing. Please, in the class, you consider first scripture, you discuss. This second scripture is slightly different. Lord Jesus, can you help us now? Can you help us now? Read it again, man of God. Every version here. 1 Corinthians 7:23. Hi. Pastor, Pastor Femi. The thing is arresting Pastor Femi. He can't talk again. Okay, the phone. This phone is not. Maybe you should go and throw it away.
It is the Lord who made payment for you.
It is the Lord who made payment for you.
Be not servants of men.
Now, listen. Why is he talking like that? Why is he comparing it like that, Brother Joshua?
Please, Father.
Brother Femi.
You are bought at a price. Do not become slave of men.
What does that mean? What can you tell us?
It simply means that our Lord Jesus Christ has paid our price. So we are not subjected to any man. Not even devil. Because Jesus Christ has paid all over us. So he is the original owner. So we are not subjected to any man. No matter what the condition may be, we have to stay and to receive instruction from him.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? He said, John wants to say something. Hallelujah. You have no right to act outside your owner and be a subject to the man that didn't buy you, that didn't save you, that didn't rescue you. Okay, how does it look like to be the subject of another man that did not deliver you, that did not rescue you, that did not save you? How is Jesus Christ feeling? Yes, Brother Emmanuel. Louder, man of God.
And a little instruction coming to my mind. Let's assume you own a shop and you employ someone, you are paying that person. I'm assuming, okay, the person you employ, you bought him with a price, he subjects himself to you because you employ him. Now, you now came back one day and you're not meeting him in shop and you're like, why did you open my shop? Said, the other shop man sent me on an errand. How will you feel?
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your light. Are you hearing what the servant said? You are the owner of the shop. You employ somebody there. You came one day. He said, that man sent me. In fact, that's how I used to send him from the last week. That's how I went for him to Kutonu. In fact, we left your shop open. The other day, no, I went to Shudi to even get some tires for him. No, do you just say, ah, that's also okay? Is that what you say?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember a verse of the scripture that was talking about the disciples. When the people around the rulers were saying they should stop preaching about Christ, they should stop being the God, and they brought them to judgment. They simply said, you people judge for yourself. Who should we obey? Men, you or God?
Or God.
They themselves, they could not say anything because they knew that they were men to men and they don't have any authority over them. And they just asked them.
Brother Davy.
I want to pick it from where Brother Emmanuel said. But see, he's not an apprenticeship. Praise God. He's a slave.
Some people don't like to hear that.
Amen. Let me say it again.
Say it again.
When it's apprenticeship, you pay the person a certain amount of money. He will go home. You give him a particular time to review. If he likes, my mom has a lot of apprentices, so I'm not saying that. You can close shop once mommy is not around by 5 o'clock. At Pario Janielo Joel. But see, this is slavery. It's just that in our contextual, contemporary age, slavery is not known again. I just want to quickly read this. When a master buys a slave, he buys his body, his person, his ability, his ambition, and will. If you choose, when you buy a slave, if you buy him just to kill him, nobody, even the government, then it is when they now started, you know, civilization started increasing, that we started placing sanctions on, you know, slave, they are now slavery regulations. But the real act of slavery is, once you buy the person and you pay the exact amount, anything you like. That's why those the whites that came, if you remember them, when they are going, if they notice that one of the slaves is kind of weak, they throw them into the water. They are not responsible to anybody after they are paid for it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Friends, I want to please stop here. Please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Should I go ahead and beg you? Who is the Lord over your life? When we say like that, we're simply saying, who determines how you live? You know, some of us have reduced ourselves to what determines how we live. Some of us, we have reduced ourselves to what, not who. Who determines how you live? Who sent you to university? Whose course did you read? Whose ambition are you pursuing? For who? For some of us, it is for what? My brother said something. He said, this is not apprentice. See, this is slavery. Understand the slavery. Some of us, we have so much misunderstand slavery. You say, I'm not a slave. I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. Paul said, hi, a prisoner of the... You understand? A bond... Listen, yo. I don't know your gospel. My gospel is that I'm a servant son. That's my own gospel. He made me his son and his servant. You don't discuss with your Lord. You obey your Lord. You don't suggest to your Lord, sir, I'm thinking that that is not going to be made possible. No. Disciples don't suggest. They obey. There is no suggestion. When he has come... Now, have you ever read the Bible? And the Bible says, and the Lord suggested... That's even good. And the Lord commanded. He says, hope you know God is a commander. Thus says the Lord. God does not say, Lord, I have a bad issue. Say, where? My son, I'm actually suggesting to you. And those who obey commands are those he made commanders on earth. Those who obey his commands are those who issue commands. If he is your Lord, why call ye me Lord, Lord? And ye do not do what I say. So some of us just think that scripture just said, no, it was a pain in his heart. Oh. You know, you just read Bible at times, just think, okay, he just talked. No, he didn't just talk. That thing was paining him. Why are you calling me Lord? Satan was saying something. Judge ye. That's a level of commitment. What should we obey? Excuse me. Is it you? Imagine they reduce a whole Pharisee. Is it you? Is it you? Or him? I don't care what rule you have here. There's somebody that... And I came from another government. We are in the world, but not of this world. We don't operate by the rules and goods and economy whatsoever. We operate from a different realm. And in that realm, we obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. No wonder. Carry over upon carry over, because he didn't send you to read that course. Listen, I have had to, but under God, I say this with all humility, under God, I'm a president of a fellowship. There are some members that you will almost say, God, please, are you not hearing that we are telling you about our carryover? We told you we use every scripture and all the faith that is necessary. You know, there's a level that you use faith. You say, Lord, there's no more faith here to use. But, you know, sometimes as a servant of God, you want to encourage the people. Sister or brother, by the next semester, by the grace of God, you are coming back with a testimony. I'm telling you, more testimony. And say, amen, 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 amen. Before people disgrace your anointing, you better ask them, why are you doing what you are doing? Before I pray for you. Before I join the list of the men of God who pray and God does not answer. Can I ask you, why are you doing what you are doing? Who sent you? See them. No wonder when you are casting out a demon, you know what they are checking. By whose authority are you doing this? Whenever you appear in a place in his authority, they bow. Hope you know that the Bible didn't say at the mention of the name. Say at the name. Because Bible confirms that we bear the name. Let no man trouble me, for I bear the marks. Hope you know they will still give us his name, even when we get over there. There's a place in Revelation, it said there is a name that nobody knows yet. Ah! So Jesus Christ is not the highest revelation of the name we are to know. Mm-mm. That's not the highest revelation. There is a name we have not even known, and we not even know. Until we're there. You say, what's his name? All the we have no. I say, you don't know anything yet. Anytime you are doing something to challenge the devil, he's simply saying, the lordship has been transferred to Jesus, but do you bear his lordship? We don't obey useless people. Who are you? You know, the seven sons of Sceva, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, you don't introduce and introduce the Lord like that. Do you introduce your master that my master whom daily is serving? You don't understand. I know. What do you come to do? I came to that you should give me. Actually, you know that my master that daily is serving and the Ure. If it's your master, you come and talk to us about your master. So, but for you introducing, which already shows that you are not loyal. You are not part of him. You know, the demons did not say, they said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. And I like that introduction. The way I know Jesus is the same way I know Paul. There's a level of authority over those people. In fact, Jesus is the secret behind Paul. So I know those two people. Hope you know that they didn't just say, I know Jesus. They also know you. Say, we know your Jesus, but we also know you as for you. We also know you. Hey, we know you. The other day you messed up, we know you. That lie you told you, we actually also know you. No, we know Jesus, but we also know you. They now ask them. They didn't say, Jesus I know, Paul I know, what is your name? They say, who are you? Who are you is different from what is your name? You know, yeah, when you say, who are you? I say, I'm Fatima by Peter. No, you are wrong. That's your name. You are just telling us your name. Who are you? When they say, who are you? Did you hear that the seven sons of Sceva, they were able to answer? No, they don't have the answer. I don't know. It was not in the Bible. Exegesis. Maybe someone now say, I am the son of, my daddy is actually the, the Bible says the demons jumped. That's what lets you know that when you challenge a demon outside the lordship of Christ, they become angry. They hate authority when you don't have authority. You don't command them when you're not a commander. When you don't have the command of your Lord. When you try it. Because they are still angry for the judgment coming from that Lord. They know what it means to seek out. What are you doing? Once they ask, who are you? You say, actually, I was joking with you. The Bible said they jumped on them. They thought, imagine. They so disciplined them. How did they run out?
Naked.
A man that is not under the law is a naked man. A man that is not under the law will soon be naked in life. It's just a matter of time. He will soon be naked in life. Everything will soon be exposed. Shame will soon cover the person. The Bible says fear came. Nobody there tries it. If you are not part of Christ, don't use his name. Why was that name so powerful then? Such that now, even a foolish man uses his name. A pastor who is collecting power from another source just camouflage in that name. He has left the church a long time. He has left the gathering of God's people. Wherever two or three are gathered, he is not just gathered. There are several gatherings not in his name. Hope you know he's saying his name. It's not just amen, amen. No, it's not because we are singing or because we say Jesus. That's not in his name. Name means onoma, authority and character. If you gather, you gather in my authority and in my character. You don't bear my character, I'm not there. And what God traces is who are the people spearheading that gathering. Sinners can come, that's not his problem. But those he has put in charge, when he checks them, and none of them is, he leaves. He's not there. No wonder many meetings are, come on, make some juveniles unto the Lord. Woo! Excuse me. I used to ask you a question. Two-faced meeting. Whiskey meeting. When whiskey come on stage, how do they do? Woo! You've not seen Michael Jackson, people falling. Yeah, not under the anointing, yeah, but under his anointing. They fall. In fact, they die, self. They fail. No, some die, man of God. Some die. No, I was once a foolish disciple of Michael Jackson. So I know some die. Some die. Excuse me. In his own meeting. Woo! Yeah, people are crying. Hope you know.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. So what makes you think? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He could be emotional. The Lord may not be there. He may not be there. Hope you know music naturally raises emotion. So when you say, oh, get it, oh, and you see people on the floor, oh, get it, and you say, wow, oh, God, you are using me so much. Sad people are, no, 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 no. Elijah was here. That's where, but he went to check. He said, God was not there. Man of God, say it again. Say it again, sir. Earth is quaking. God was not there. Excuse me, God, they didn't fall under the anointing. Earthquake, but God was not there. Excuse me, don't understand. If she had do like this, what we say? That's the power. That's the power. Chia. Say that's the power. They say earthquake. And God was not there. You, Chia, just did that. They don't pick it, man of God. Sorry. You said that's the power. That's the power. Which power? They say earthquake. God was not there. He went again because he had to go back to the cave. Until God is there, don't come out. Wind blew. He came. You know the funniest thing? I've read that scripture. Believe your brother. I've read it. The Bible says, and the Lord God caused the earthquake new. And the wind. But see, when it happened, he didn't stay there. Differentiate between angelic operations and the operation that God is pleased with. He told Moses, my angel will go with you, but me, I won't. And in the New Testament, some of us say, no, we are in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira try nonsense. He told them, in this place, when you are not babies in the spirit, the most familiar thing that Elijah was familiar with was fire. That was the other of his ministry. Any small thing, let fire fall. Any small thing, let fire fall. This time I'll have fire again. That one triggered him, I believe. That one, hallelujah, I believe. That one steered him, I believe. When he went there, I said, God, you see, when he now saw that God was not still in fire, humility rested on the prophet. This time, he went with an humble heart. And there was a still. No, there wasn't even a small voice. There was a still, small. Imagine the God who speak like a rushing mighty water decided to talk in a still, small. So as to teach his prophet something. Don't be used to old method. You can't box me. Stop boxing me in fire all the time. You can't box me to earthquake. When I do something, you say, that's me. That's me. That's me. Whenever you see things, you say, that's me. No, I'm not always like that. Don't box me. And when he came, he said, God was now what? He was there. Jesus. Whenever you do something, you need to ask the Spirit. That's why you were given the Spirit. When you see move of the Spirit, you say, test every spirit. Lord, which move is this? Is it your move or emotional move? I've told us before here, when I ministry, people are falling under the anointing. The place will scatter. So I'll just say, please, ushers, can you hold that sister there? But hold that brother there. The power is so strong, yeah, the power is so strong. Everywhere will scatter. Every cloth will be dirty. Everybody is as her. It's usually, there is no time I miss. They fall under the anointing. As I said, this, a great man of God, I felt high. Until I was watching this move of the Spirit. So when I watch somebody fall, almost in 5 seconds or 10 seconds. If trailer hit you, do you sing? Do you stand up and say, ah, hit me, hit me? Do you sing? We won't even know you. If power hits you, listen, some of us don't know. They only put mantle on Elijah. He left his business. You don't understand? They just put mantle. Elijah just put mantle on Elisha. He just left his business. He said, sir, I'm following you. Let me just go and quickly cook this thing. Elijah said, what did I do for you? He didn't tell him anything. Mantle just left on him. He left his business to follow the prophet. No thinking. That's the effect of mantle. No thinking. Your oxen killed it. Use the stick to boil the thing, and he was going. He didn't even say, why will you return? It's not about running. I'm going forever to serve the Lord. How can anointing hit you? One FT brother like that we have been trusting God to catch, he came. And as I began, hallelujah, the power of the Holy Ghost, people were scattered off, falling under them. This brother to FT, go! That's the power! That's the power! He's so strong here! Until I saw that the same brother, after the meeting, nothing changed. No, I said, excuse me. In fellow, that day I said, God, stop this thing and make them fall first in their hearts. When they are falling in their hearts in repentance, when they are falling with genuine change, let your power now rest on them. If you now want them to fall under the anointing, you do it. I will never be saying again, that's the power, that's the power. Those are earthquake things. And you are not there. And I tell you, our God is awesome. The thing stopped. And I began to see genuine conversion. Because any small thing, they invite me to minister. Before you give them correct word of God, before you begin to switch into... I tell you, before we finish this meeting, the power of God will be so strong. That's the first thing you go first of all start with. Power of God is so strong. I tell you, so many great things will happen here. Can we take this song? People are falling. Now, the real message you should teach them. For 2 hours, people are falling. They stand up again. Over there, over there, over there. Ushers over there. As the ushers are trying to do your ushers. That's what we are doing for one. God, please, what established people? It is the word of God. That if you have taught the word and you have fallen under the anointing, praise God. That's correct. But you just get it. Because that's what that thing can do to you. you will focus on the things that does not matter. You begin to see yourself as a great man. Devil can allow things to happen in your ministry, earthquake things. But God will not be there. Imagine for hours, all we're doing was falling. Falling. Stand up again. We're going to pray this prayer. I tell you, as I count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, shout, fire! The power will come upon you. Sinners are shouting fire. Those who have not seen the cross, they are shouting fire. You teach them. After they are taught, you lay hands on them, they follow under the anointing, praise God. That's correct. That's the order. Can I ask you as we close? Who determines your life? Who are you serving? What you are doing? Who told you? Did you receive the Lord? You know when we quickly raise missionary issue, what do people say? No, no, I'm not a missionary. If you tell a sister, you will marry a missionary. Brother, I don't like that. Please, I don't want to. It's funny. But it's a pain in the heart of Jesus that what he bought is struggling with him. Why should they raise an issue of the kingdom? Who should first run there? Okay, there is a matter there. Jesus said, but there is a matter there. Will you go for me? If you have been bought, what do you do? No, please, what do you do? Somebody say, we are the people that we finance mission. Who told you that? Who told you that? Me, I don't like to finance mission. Who told you that? Who told you that? Who determines what I do? There are two servants. You send this one out. You told this one to sit down. That one now came back and said, you are still sitting here? See, me, I've gone to Agege, I've gone to Shuri. I just thank God for the way the master is using me. Excuse me. Tomorrow they can tell you to sit down and send this one. So who determines the sending? Who determines the sitting? If he wants to send the two of them, he sends the two of them. It must be him that must tell you, you are to sit down. You are not the one to say, we are financing mission. He is the one. What do you think God will do? What is the master laboring for? Look at the harvest. They are ripe and laborers are few. Look at the work of God. The Lord told me one day. He said, now I need local pastors. He said, I need pastors. Local pastors. Those who will go to regions and go and sit down with the people, raise a church and disciple them and be ready to even die in such villages. He said, I need such people. Husband and wife who will give over everything to me and who told you that rivers cannot come out in the desert. Say, what is in that village? God said, I can build a city in a dry land. How the Lord can? But what has many of us done? Let me tell you the truth. Not many of us have made him Lord. We are still discussing the Lordship. 50-50. No cheating. For who are you laboring for? Who? You know, I'm asking you who, but for some, it is what are you laboring for? Who told you when you finish from here, you should go and look for a job? No, who told you that? No wonder I see many children of God. You know, several people are 8 years, no job, nothing. They are still being fed by their parents. And they are disturbing Jesus in several revival meetings. Oh, God, answer me. He said, son, you have not agreed with the Lordship. How can a man be in Christ for 25 years and Jesus is just his Savior? Not his Lord. A particular brother that Kenneth Higgins talked about, God said to him, you are going to China. Ah, he said, Lord, I can't go to China. You are going as a missionary. I said, Lord, I can't go to China. For about 20 years or thereabout, his life could not move forward. Nothing changed in his life. Anytime he reached another meeting, they talk about submission, consecration to the master. Anytime he prays, say, Lord, my life again, the Lord will come again. China. Do you imagine that the Lord is ready to stay with you on a point? Let me give you an example. When Martha came to meet on the case of Lazarus, If you had been here, my brother would not have died. And so. Don't believe. Because he will rise. He said, I know he will rise on the resurrection day. It's not, I am the resurrection of the life. When Martha could not come in agreement with the Lord, the Bible says, call me Mary. Check your scripture, please. The Bible says Jesus did not leave that spot until Mary came. After Mary came and believed, then he advanced towards Lazarus. The Lord can remain with you for 25 years on the spot you left him. He can, you said, God said, we are still here. You move now. When the life of that man shattered, listen to this. When I read that story, I said, God. Then he came to a point after he has grown old. He's not getting old. Not very much, but you know, there's a useful part of your life. He was still praying again. And the Lord came again and said, China. He now said, Lord, I'm ready now. God now said, actually, I'm not sending you to China. I wanted to see how submissive you are. So for 25 years or more, it was just an issue of submission. And God could not move him. Whereas if he had agreed, God would not have said, now that you are ready, now, but this is the actual place I was sending you. Who told you that when you finish now, you're not going to carry certificate, whatever, you are looking for a job. Now who told you? No wonder your shoe will suffer on that thing you are going for. No wonder you, a son of the King of Kings standing inside the sun. For what? You are queuing up. Hope you know those he commands don't kill. You don't kill. And you understand what I mean by kill. He sent you there, they will accept you. He sent you there, name. No wonder so many sufferings. Why? Who is your Lord? This is a serious issue. This is a matter that the work of the Father is not, look at it, everything is suffering. He bought you, yet you are struggling. You know, it determines what you wear in a day. Some of you have not taken your relationship to that level. You wake up in the morning, what, Master, this is your body, my body is your temple. But, what would you like to wear today? Do you know that, do you know the Bible said, when they wanted to meet Jesus, they had to describe to these wise men, you will see a child wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. Description on the clothes. The Lord said to me, what if I've told somebody in his own quiet time, Benga will be wearing, you don't know him more, but he will be wearing a purple dress with black trousers and shoes, this and all that. And as I woke up, he said to me, where did I say that cloth, oh, Chisha? Oh, this cloth, I don't like it. God said, where? That's how I will miss a connection. See, you don't know. These are things. Father, in your hands. Who is your Lord? Who told you to do what you are doing? Is he your Lord? Or have you made Jesus your partner? Have you turned Jesus to a shareholder? 50-50, Lord. What will benefit you and benefit me? Have you totally surrendered? Why is the world of mission suffering? Why is mission suffering? We now have to be begging people to surrender to missions, to be missionaries. It's because he's not your Lord. I'm telling you. He's not your Lord. Why should God say you will go into ministry? And he say no. Some of you are looking for a job. When God say, go and resume primary school as a teacher for me. Is it your Lord? Some of you want to travel abroad. When God says, I want you to be a lecturer for me. Who is your Lord? This is a moment of consecration. If you don't surrender, nothing will work in your life. If you don't surrender to him, nothing will work in your life. Have you given Jesus your life? Is he your Lord? If you know you are struggling with Jesus, can you go on your knees? You know you are struggling in an issue with him. You have not totally surrendered. Can you go on your knees? I didn't say everybody. Can you talk it over with him? And I'm not asking you to do ceremonial kneeling. You are dropping it today. God bless you. I surrender. I surrender unto Jesus, blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender. Oh, I surrender. That song is not a song of sinners. I surrender, oh, unto thee, my blessed Savior. Be a pastor, but not a care professor. I surrender unto you everything. Imagine some people are singing that song and they have not surrendered. Ah, we told. Are you sure what you are singing is true? We told. I surrender. I surrender. Make up a heart. Prepare your time. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Oh, somebody should pray now. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Until you give yourself away, he cannot use you. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Hear that song. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. You, I belong. I give myself. Can genuine people pray in this meeting? You will struggle forever if you do not submit to the law. You will struggle forever if you don't submit to the law. You will struggle forever if you don't submit to the law. You will struggle forever if you don't submit to the law. Why is it hard to give yourself to missions? Why can't you be a missionary? Why can't you be a missionary? Why? Who determines what you become and who you become? If you are not ready to surrender, there is no need.